Another factor that I've heard people talk about in deciding about neoadjuvant versus adjuvant, and we tried to tease out in the survey a little bit, was the issue of age and performance status. How does that factor into your decision?
The surgeons, in reviewing the case and reviewing the radiology, will, of course, bring that into account, and comorbidities in particular. And, you know, they may feel that although technically it is a resectable tumor, the comorbidities are such that they would rather the patient had three cycles of chemotherapy and then do the operation. Because certainly the trials of neoadjuvant chemotherapy have shown that the period of hospitalization is certainly shorter if you operate later. So I think that comorbidities, and there are various scoring systems that are used in terms of assessing patients' fitness for surgery, would be more of an indicator about whether to go down the primary chemotherapy or primary surgery route rather than age per se. So I think, you know, we try not to use age per se as a determinant.
So I want to talk a little bit about the patients who start out with surgery and how you determine treatment post-op. But before we do, anything else you want to say about neoadjuvant therapy? Maybe any myths, misperceptions that you think may be out there about that, or any important points we haven't talked about?
I think it's still debatable as to whether the two are equivalent. And I am a little anxious about saying at the moment that they definitely are, although that slightly flies in the face of the clinical trials that we've seen, which show the two are equivalent. I really think the TRUST trial will be very important in helping us decide this, where it's only being done in highly specialized surgical centers. Because I think there's a good rationale for surgery if you can do it, and if you can do it well and safely, for doing it first. But we need to see.